Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
The reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 34. Tadvidi Pranipatena. Pari Prajnana Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnana Jnaninas Tatvadarshanaha Tadvidi Pranipatena Pari Prajnana Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnana Jnaninas Tatvadarshanaha. Ladies. That knowledge of different sacrifices. Vidhi, try to understand. Pranipatena, by approaching a spiritual master. Pariprashnena, by submissive inquiries. Sevaya, by the rendering of service. Upadekshanti, they will initiate. Te, you. Jnanam, into knowledge. Jnanina, the self-realized. Tattva, of the truth. Darshina, seers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Has tried to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciple succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciple succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciple succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master When he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. The bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind hearted his disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive, is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Tadvidi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutun Deve Gauravani Pucharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paschatya De Satarane. This is a famous verse. Explains the path of spiritual realization. Krishna has previously said in the beginning, Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshi Ovidu Sakaleneha Mahata Yogo Nashta Parantapa. The knowledge of Krishna consciousness is received in a line of teachers coming from the Lord Krishna. In other words, only Krishna knows everything. And one repeats Krishna's message, then he's repeating knowledge. Anything outside of Krishna's message must be ignorance. And the process of receiving that knowledge is explained here, submissive inquiries and service. Generally speaking, everyone is inquiring from someone, as it says in the Bhagavatam, Tarako apratishta shutiya vibina nasavari shir yasyana binam dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajanu yena katasapanda. That everyone has a leader. And Prabhupada was talking to Professor Katowski at the Moscow University. Prabhupada said that there's actually no difference between your philosophy and our philosophy. Because your philosophy means you've accepted ultimately Lenin as your leader. And we're also accepting a leader, Krishna. The philosophy is you have to accept a leader and follow them. You've accepted Lenin, and you'll get the results of accepting Lenin. And we've accepted Krishna, and we'll get the results of accepting Krishna. And the process is the same for everyone. To follow Lenin or to follow Krishna, one must hear from the authorities about the message coming from one of those persons. And one has to try to understand the message, how to practically put it, what it means, practical application. And then when one puts it into application, one gets the realization of what it means. Generally speaking, in order to understand how to follow the authority, there is tarka apratishta, there is arguments, what the authority is saying. And there is shruti avibina, maybe there's some books of knowledge written about those that personality, and nasavari shiri yasyana binam. And there may be other authorities who've already followed the path and they can explain to us. A combination of these three, namely using our intelligence, scriptural study, and finding out from the authorities, will help us understand the path chalked out by the authority. But somehow or another, we have to accept some authority. Just like in our society, we ultimately accept Srila Prabhupada as the authority of telling us what Krishna wants. And we try to, with our intelligence, understand it. And that intelligence is aided by hearing submissively, trying to understand by inquiry. But ultimately, we have to inquiry from the guru, sadhu, shastra. But then ultimately, we have to try and put his instructions into practice so we can actually realize what he said. Those who are interested in simply hearing, but not putting into practice, that's called dry speculation. Or here it says absurd inquiries. Inquiring about everything about, except for things that are practical, how I'm going to do some service. That's called mental speculation. And those who are interested in doing many different types of activities but don't understand what they're doing are on the sentimental or fanatical platform. That's called dry speculation, absurd inquiry, dim. Let's see. Blind following. That's right. Blind following. So that's called blind following. We don't know where we're going, we don't know what we're doing, but we're doing it. So both of them are condemned. That's called sentimentalism or fanaticism. Just like if our mind takes over in the body without any intelligence, we're on the mental platform, the sentimental platform. And if our intelligence takes over without any practical service, without any real feeling, without any real appreciation, that's called on the mental, on the intellectual platform. In any case, the purpose of the intelligence is to apply the senses in the mind in such a way as to bring them into Krishna's service. Then we become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, one remains in some material level of consciousness, either sensual, mental, or intellectual. But only when the intelligence properly understands what Krishna wants and then applies ourselves in Krishna's service with the body and mind, we actually come in contact with Krishna and therefore become Krishna conscious. And this verse explains what is that process, that we have to hear from someone who's heard from the line of the simple succession coming from Krishna, that we have to try to understand that philosophy, that instruction. We try, and then we have to apply it practically within our lives, and then it will be experienced or realized, or Krishna will be experienced and realized. But if we leave out one part of that process, if we inquire submissively but we don't render service, or if we render service without proper inquiry, then the process will be incomplete. And so our realization of Krishna will also be incomplete. One has to be careful to apply the philosophy in the proper way. So I'll stop there. Any questions? Thank you.
So many people who may be coming in the line of the simple succession from Lord Chaitanya. How do we know who is best for the individual? I guess what to say.
Well, obviously in so many books it's not a one line answer.
Yeah.
But basically speaking, bona fide spiritual master means one who's the servant of his bona fide spiritual master. There may be some Prabhupada's explained in different ways, there may be more subtler answers. But basically speaking, the spiritual master is one who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is engaged in his service. He teaches others how to engage in the service also. Now there may be different levels. Just like someone may be the President of the United States, there are certain qualifications. But that doesn't mean that everyone's equally well qualified to be the President of the United States, even if you meet the basic qualifications. So there's basic qualifications, and there's more refined qualifications. Generally, the spiritual master should be chosen from those who are first-class devotees. That is, one who has knowledge of the truth, has understood everything in relation to Krishna, put forward the scriptural arguments according to time, place, and circumstances, control the senses, Vajra Vegam, Scrota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pasta Vegam, Etan Vegam Yovisha Heta Dira, Sarvama Pimam Prativyam Sashisha. As Shuru Goswami is explaining in the initial instruction, control the urge to speak, the minds of man, the actions of anger, forces of the tongue, belly, and genitals. He said we eligible to preach Krishna consciousness. And he must be a servant of his spiritual master, coming into civil succession. This, the intricacies are explained in the Nectar of Devotion, especially eligibility for the third chapter, I believe, eligibility of the candidate for pure devotional service, as well as in other books like Nectar of Instruction, Bhagavad Gita. But basically speaking, someone who is situated in transcendence, to see everything objectively, he's the best person to choose. But in the absence of such a person, at least he should be able to see things relatively in relation to Krishna and be able to convey the message in such a way as to engage his followers in Krishna's service. Well, the essential quality is that one has to engage one in Krishna's service. How well one is able to engage in someone in Krishna's service depends partly on how well they're able to engage in Krishna's service and how well they know the intricacies of devotional service. Sanatana Goswami told Haridasa Thakur, some people, they follow very nicely, but they don't preach very well. And others preach very well, but they don't follow very nicely. But you're the best because you do both. So there may be different degrees of realization. But in any case, what we want to do is here, we want to have our, if we're inquisitive how to engage in Krishna's service, then we have to find out from the devotees. One who can explain to us how to best understand what Krishna wants, then we have to respect them as our authority and follow them. Anything else? Yeah.
When and by whom and what circumstances can one adjust in time-based circumstances?
Well, you're always, everything is going to time, place, and circumstance. For servants of the time, place, and circumstance. But as far as changing the instructions of the Acharya to fit our time, place, and circumstances, one has to be careful. For that reason, Prabhupada didn't invest authority in one person. He invested authority in the GBC body. And they're supposed to understand the instructions of Prabhupada coming through the civil succession and very carefully apply them within the society, knowing well that if individually they're not all Mahabhagavats, so collectively they don't become Mahabhagavats either. Anything else? Well, we're not submissive, we won't hear. So unless there's submission and inquiries, unless there's submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. So unless there's submission and service, we don't do anything. We may inquire, we may get all kinds of theoretical knowledge, but if we don't have the proper attitude, service attitude, then we'll never realize what that knowledge is. We'll just remain on a theoretical platform. You may learn everything about, theoretically, about what the taste of an apple is like. But unless you eat the apple, you'll never find out what it really tastes like. You may know all the theory about it, but unless you do it, you'll never experience it.
Could you what submissive and service means, how to properly distinguish that from blind following?
Well, submission means that you hear. You set aside your own conception and you try to hear from Krishna so you can get a better conception. Submission doesn't mean slavery in the sense that whatever the person says, it does, I have to use my intelligence to understand.
So it's not a, I say you do kind of thing. It's an inquiry, practically apply your own intelligence for a certain situation.
Well, we don't have very much intelligence.
Yeah.
Therefore, we have to hear, use our intelligence to hear, to develop it. So submissive, that's his submission and service. So we have to be submissive. We have to render service. We have to try and understand what we're doing and then do it in the proper consciousness. Purusana says, the temple commander says, please wash the pots. And we have to philosophically analyze that. Don't we just waste our time? It should be quite clear that this is a bona fide service to do. Sounds very difficult. But if it becomes more complicated, then we may have to see things and analyze it in a better perspective. Like when Lord Brahma asked the four Kumaras to get married, they didn't immediately submit because they understood higher principles. Therefore they refused. And although Lord Brahma became disturbed, still he could understand that these were not ordinary persons. For Kumaras, and he did not become, he controls himself. But that's not so common. Most of us are not like the four Kumaras. But sometimes it may be like that. Because ultimately, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra are trying to inform us what the super souls telling us within the heart, trying to tell us. So sometimes if one is stimulated Guru Sadhana Shastra, then Krishna will inform us, even though sometimes it may seem contradictory. What it actually means. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.